Land of ice and fire. I love living in Iceland. I hope my diary inspires you to visit my country one day. Ari. Wednesday. It's the end of winter now, but it's absolutely freezing this evening, about minus 10 degrees centigrade. My sister and I did some knitting. Like all children here, we learn to knit at primary school, but we're not very good at it. Mum makes great jumpers for us, though. I helped my dad make some kakasupa. It's cocoa soup, like hot chocolate, lovely, thick, and really warm. Thursday. Our maths teacher, Jakob, gave us a very difficult test this morning. By the way, I'm not completely crazy. It's normal here to use your teacher's first name. Because most of us don't have a surname, we take our father's name. So, for example, my dad's name is Jon. So my sister is Eva Jonsdottir, Jon's daughter. And I'm Ari Jonsson, Jon's son. Friday. This evening, the news programs were full of information about the latest volcano eruptions here. It was really interesting. There were a lot of small earthquakes before the eruptions. Eva downloaded some pictures from the internet. They are totally amazing. Saturday. I spent the whole afternoon with my friend's family at a natural thermal pool. We didn't swim, though. We sat in the open air and talked for hours. It's a normal way to relax in Iceland. Sunday. I took some great photos of the Northern Lights. You can only see them when the sky is dark. Spring and autumn are good times, sometimes between 5 p.m. and 2 a.m. when there are no clouds. I waited for ages, and they started at about 10 p.m. It was a brilliant display and quite long too, about 15 minutes.